Okay, everyone, Happy New Year. I am Town Manager Alex Torpy, and I am here with your December Hanover Happenings update. Although winter was off to a slow start, that all has changed in the last few weeks. And in this edition of Hanover Happenings, we are going to get updates on a few different things. First is we're going to go through a few agenda items from the December 5th and 19th Select Board meetings, where we covered topics such as some appointments and hiring, our tax rate, several donations made to the town, an employee recognition, our rental housing ordinance, and a few more items. And remember, this is not a list of every item that we go through on the agenda. You can find all of that online at hanovernh.org, the agendas, minutes, or videos of all of the meetings. We also run through the monthly town manager report, which covers topics such as several human resources and hiring topics, including our finance director and HR director hiring, staff survey and compensation plans, collective bargaining, and more. We get an update on the 2023-2024 budget process, and we talk a little bit about downtown Hanover. In this episode, we also have a community spotlight. We talk with Peter Milliken from Friends of Oak Hill. And as Peter and I walk around Stores Pond, we talk about the history of Oak Hill, the significant local and regional winter sports and skiing needs, the scope of the upgrades that are being worked on at Oak Hill right now, and how you can get involved in the major upgrades that are planned for this key community facility. I also do a special spotlight that is a thank you to all of our municipal staff. I spent a few minutes just sharing some personal reflections after our holiday party and why I believe our community is so lucky to have the staff that we do. For all the Hanover Happenings updates and episodes, you can visit hanoverhappenings.com or search for Hanover Happenings wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find monthly reports, agendas, minutes, videos, and more at hanovernh.org. Enjoy. Okay, so we'll jump right into things, heading over to the December 5th Select Board meeting. A couple items I wanted to follow up on from this meeting. The first is we made a couple of appointments. One was to the Zoning Board of Adjustment to Matt Stover. So congratulations, Matt, for that. And thank you for volunteering. We also are we're excited to announce the hiring of our finance director. So welcome Ellen Bullion to the Hanover family. You can find a little more information about her on our website, and she is starting full-time with the town January 23rd and has begun part-time work and getting up to speed in the meantime. We had a couple business items on our agenda on December 5th, and we also set our tax rate. If you recall, we had previous conversations and prior select board meetings about this. There were some things we had to adjust to get our tax rate in line with the expectations from town meeting. A longer story there on some of the cleanup that we have to do with our budget and sort of accounting systems. And our tax rate did end up coming in 1 cent less than what was anticipated from town meeting in May at 415 for the municipal portion and 1641 total. This required us adjusting some of the anticipated revenues that had been submitted previously to the state. The final tax bills should be out. And if you have any questions, you can go to our website, look through our agenda packet, and we did include the tax breakdown from the New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration if you want to go a little bit more into detail there. We also discussed an update to our rental housing ordinance. And so our attorney has provided us guidance that this ordinance is not within the select board's authority to be able to adopt outside of town meeting. So we will be bringing the question to town meeting about adopting this ordinance so that we can ensure safe rental units in Hanover. We'll have more information about that as we get as a lead up to town meeting. If you do have any questions in the meantime, we are still taking community feedback. We had a number of public meetings where we updated the ordinance to reflect some of the feedback that we got from folks. If you are interested in that, you can reach out to myself or Rob Hausman and we can talk more with you. Next is we did some employee recognition. And so I want to congratulate Sue Gerard for receiving the NHAAO. That is the New Hampshire Association of Assessing Officials. She was nominated by Norm, our assessing director, and he nominated Sue for the Administrative Assistant of the Year Award. And so Sue was given that award at the New Hampshire Municipal Association Annual Conference in November, and just want to congratulate Sue for all of her hard work over 2 decades with the town. Much deserved, and thank you, Norm, for recognizing and nominating all of Sue's great work. We also accepted a couple donations to the Hanover Police Department, and we also had, and so that was from Siddhartha and Prasad Gianti, and that was just in general appreciation of the police department, so thank you for that. We also had a donation from Yolanda, who you'll know is the co-chair of Sustainable Hanover. And so she received an honorarium, which she generously decided to donate back to Sustainable Hanover for some speaking that she did at an event. We also received a donation to the Aetna Library from Fletcher Loki and Susan Diamond. I apologize if I have gotten anybody's names not exactly right here, but we really appreciate the support from folks in the community. So thank you. Next, at the December 19th meeting, there were a couple updates that I wanted to run through here. Of course, we had a couple business items. We also had a couple other donations. One was to the Aetna Library from Patrick and Amy Dunphy, and one from John and Nancy Collier. We also had a donation to the fire department and the police department from Joseph and Miriam Piedefar. And so thank you, everybody, again, for your generosity. We also did an employee proclamation for outgoing HR director Dave Stewart for many years of service to the town. So we thank and congratulate Dave. Okay, a couple updates from my monthly report to the select board. The first is a hiring and HR update. Since my last report, we have had 3 employees begin work with us and 4 leave. We want to welcome Tyler Loke and Nicholas McNutt to the Hanover Police Department and Ellen Bullion as our finance director. So again, if you'd like to read a little bit more about Ellen, you can do so on our website at hanovernh.org. We're really excited to bring her aboard. A Hanover resident, a Tuck alum, Ellen has decades of private sector financial and operations experience that we're really excited for her to be able to bring to Hanover. We are also currently conducting interviews for our HR director. We have gotten some great applications, even in this really challenging hiring environment, and we are optimistic about what we've gotten in. We'll keep everybody updated, and the hope is that we're going to have somebody start at some point in February. And that is none too soon, because we have a lot of human resources issues that are sort of up in the air right now. Retention of longstanding employees and recruitment of new employees is a challenge everywhere, especially in the public sector and especially in this region, considering some of the high housing costs and other costs of living in the Upper Valley. And to that end, we've been working on updating a number of kind of compensation and benefit related policies and programs that I've talked about a little bit previously in prior updates. We surveyed our staff, and we had 75 responses from our staff asking for feedback about compensation, benefits, and workplace. Following up on those surveys, we've started to hold new feedback sessions. And so we've had 2 sessions so far. We have 1 more next week. And these are a new initiative that we are trying out that we hope to be the beginning point of more regular discussions, perhaps quarterly, with our staff about how things are going. We want to create an interactive and kind of open communication between our staff and us, and allow the sort of conversation to happen, not just between us and the collective bargaining units and the staff that are part of those unions, but also for the non-union staff, and just allow all employees to be able to provide feedback to us. So we've had about 40 staff or so come to those feedback sessions so far, where we are able to ask questions about responses people provided on the surveys and learn more about just where people's heads are at. What are they looking for? What are they seeing out there? What are the issues? What are their goals? And how can we be more responsive and aware of some of the needs of our staff, some of which do need more attention? So these sessions are ongoing, and they will also feed into our collective bargaining negotiations. So we have begun that. Of course, there's not a lot of detail that we can share publicly on sort of the day-to-day, but we do anticipate having a constructive and positive conversation with the representatives of many of our employees who are part of our three collective bargaining units. I'm also continuing to host monthly meetings with other town managers in New Hampshire and now also Vermont. And that is about retention and recruitment issues with our staff. So we're learning from each other and trying to find ways to get more people interested in working in the public sector so we can increase the total number of individuals that are kind of in the pipeline for working in government, especially as so many people in the baby boomer generation are retiring. This is really, as I've talked about before, this is really changing the labor market and dynamics in the public sector and beyond. And we really want to try and get ahead of that as much as possible and make sure that we're working with other towns, not competing with other towns, you know, as things get more and more challenging. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the 23-24 budget process. So we've been, as we've talked about previously, we've been a little delayed. I'd say maybe about 6 weeks delayed, in part because of staffing shortages and also being without a finance director for the last couple months. We've also had a number of historical financial, like internal accounting and financial issues that have also delayed our ability to complete last year's audit, which is hopefully we're looking at being done with in January so that we can have some meaningful reports that we can use for our budget process. Basically, there's a couple different things that are happening in parallel right now. One is we've convened a team of finance professionals and consultants that are working with our current auditors at identifying and addressing several internal accounting issues and several questions the auditors have for us that we just don't have the institutional memory right now with our current staff to be able to answer. So we're peeling back a couple different layers, working with our auditors and doing that, and we have brought in some outside consultants to help us in that regard. We've also begun the collection and discussion and preliminary approval of department requests for operating expenses, and as well as beginning the discussions of what of our capital budget as well. So both of those are ongoing at this point, and I'm working with department heads in reviewing their requests and starting to compile, you know, sort of a global picture of where we are at. As I mentioned just previously, the kind of third track here is that we're also getting results back from the salary study that we contracted with MRI to do, combining that with our own staff survey as part of this kind of first phase of trying to update our compensation, at least in this year, to be more in line with market conditions. And then for us to then move into a much broader and more intensive second phase where we are going to sort of tear down and rebuild potentially, but look at everything about how we employ and compensate people. We have a very unique and somewhat complicated grade and step system that has 22 steps that people move up as they move through their career or job in Hanover. There's a lot of different pieces to this that we've gotten feedback from staff about that we are sort of unpacking, evaluating, and then putting forward, you know, recommendations not for this coming budget year, but the following year, 24-25, weighs on, you know, how we want that system to look going forward. And our new HR director is going to play a key role in helping guide that process. This is long overdue and something that is going to help make us much more of a competitive employer. So each of these tracks is sort of moving in parallel right now. In January, over the next couple weeks, we expect to begin more specific conversations with the collective bargaining units and our non-union employees about what we're thinking there. And then by mid-February and the end of February, starting to have more hard numbers ready for presentation to the select board and public. And that's all to cue everything up for town meeting in May. So we'll have more updates about that as we work through the process, and I will certainly be putting out a lot more information when we start getting into our budget presentations so that folks can have the most information possible about what's happening with the budget this year, you know, as we move towards town meeting in May. Next is downtown Hanover. So we are continuing to meet twice monthly with business owners and other relevant stakeholders to discuss different issues that impact the downtown and local businesses. I want to thank the business owners and community who have been coming out, as well as other stakeholders who have been participating in these conversations about ways to more support our downtown. And that includes the Upper Valley Business Alliance, Dartmouth College, Grafton Regional Development Corporation, and some others who have been participating in those conversations. The topics that we are covering, I'll read out the four different topics that our sort of planning meeting a couple months ago we decided to cover. The topic one is what regional entities and stakeholders impact the downtown and why. That is a topic we've kind of already covered. The topic that we're about to move into is how do we use our resources such as public spaces to attract people to the downtown? Who are those people and why do they come here? Can we make our downtown more welcoming? Topic number three, exploring and understanding the adverse impacts on the downtown from outside policymakers such as the town, the college, the state, federal government. This is basically a question of what are we doing wrong and what could we do better, kind of from a policy standpoint. And topic number four is how do we sustain and support effective participation and management of the downtown and all the related activities going forward? So basically, how do we leverage the conversations that we have started to have, the group that we have started to build? How do we do that going forward? What does that look like? Who's involved? What's the structure of all of that? I gave the update on the rental housing inspection ordinance already. And if you have any questions about that, again, you can reach out to myself or Rob Hausman. So those are the updates from our select board meetings and my monthly report. And if you are interested in the spotlights, again, the first spotlight is with Peter Milliken about from Friends of Oak Hill. And the next is a reflection on our staff at large. So if you're interested in either of those, check out the subsequent episodes that will be posted. And again, for all of the Hanover Happenings updates and episodes, you can visit hanoverhappenings.com. And you can find more information such as agendas, reports, minutes, and videos at hanovernh.org. Thank you for continuing to be informed and participate in everything that's happening in your community.